phrases from Psalm 18, just phrases from the psalm. As I read it yesterday, I was absolutely blown away by what a beautiful, beautiful psalm it is. Because the psalmist is telling us who he is, and he's telling us about his relationship with God, but he's also telling us who God is. And I just love that. Who's God? What's he thinking? How does he feel about us? That's really important. We're precious to him. And we think, when we think about being precious to him, it gives us a whole different mindset. Because how many times do you think of yourself and you don't think of yourself as precious? We have mind pictures of ourselves that do not line up with Scripture. We put all kinds of qualifications in about ourselves because we're matching ourselves up with other humans. And then we feel we come short. We're precious to him. That's what should be first and foremost in our minds. Don't compare yourself with other people. Get in your head, and more so in your heart, what God thinks about you. And then walk in that knowledge with that confidence. Amen. We need to just focus on what he thinks of us. So let me give you a few verses. In 16, he says, and this is from the Passion Translation, he reached down into my darkness to rescue me. He took me out of my calamity and chaos and drew me to himself, taking me from the depths of my despair. Lift up your hands and lift up your heads when you get in those places of darkness. And every one of us has them at times. Lift up and let him just draw you out of that pit. And in 18, it says, when I was at my weakest, my enemies attacked, but the Lord held on to me. 19, his love broke open the way, and he brought me into a beautiful, broad place. He rescued me because his delight is in me. Wow! Take a minute. Think about it. When you're thinking of yourself and thinking you don't make it, you just, whatever. Think, no, God's delight is in me. His delight is in you. Good, 25, good people will taste your goodness, Lord, and to those who are loyal to you, your love to prove that you are loyal and true. He's loyal and true to those that love him. And 27, to the humble you bring heaven's deliverance. Amen. Not the earth's deliverance, heaven's deliverance. 30, you are the wraparound God giving grace to me. He wraps all around you and gives you, pours on you, flourishes on you grace. Amen. Grace. Unmerited favor. It's not what you think about yourself. It's what he's provided for you. And that's what we all need to hold on to. 31. You are the only God to be worshipped, for there is not a more secure foundation to build my life upon than you. Amen. There's not a more secure foundation to build our lives on, to walk out from, than that secure foundation that is his. Amen. We're going to stand and we're going to say verses 30 and 31 together. And this is how we're going into worship this morning. With these thoughts in mind, and we're going to bring delight to him because he delights in us. You are the wraparound God, giving grace to me. You are the only God to be worshipped, for there is not a more secure foundation to build my life upon than you. And let's say this next sentence together. This isn't from the word, this is what I say. Remember, his delight is in you. Your father knows you, and he delights in you.